All right, so if you're a Packer fan, maybe you stayed up late and you're, oh boy, you're like 10 to 7. The defense is great. The offense is really, really sluggish. And all these questions and posts like this one from Aaron Nagler, who's got like, what is this, Cheesehead TV. He's just like, yes, if the Packers keep playing like this on offense, Matt will be gone. So for everyone who wants him fired, you have to wish they keep playing like this. Aaron Nagler says, I'm a Packers fan, so I'm rooting for him, them, to figure it out. So hopefully they do. It is Veterans Day. We'd love to hear from you with your Veterans Day shout out or salute to a veteran you know, love, appreciate, admire. Someone who has served, is serving, past, present. 715-396-1670. We'd prefer it in your own voice. You call that number, 396-1670. It gives you a chance to, gives you a little greeting, and then it's clear to record. A lot of you have done it before. So let's get as many Veterans Day shout-outs and salutes as we can, remembering our veterans today. So on this Veterans Day, the 315th day of the year, today. So 50 days left in 2025. And also, this is this day in 1889, Washington became the 42nd state of the Union. In 1909, work began on a naval base at Pearl Harbor, Hawaii. The facility was built because it was defensible against any potential threat from Japan. Well, until 1941, December 7th. Also in 1918, fighting in World War I came to an end with the signing of an armistice between the Allies and Germany. And hence, out of that has come what was Armistice Day and now Veterans Day. And we covered some of that yesterday here on the Wib Wake Up Show with a bit of history on that, which I can briefly recollect here before we go to our morning devotion on WWIB. Yeah, Veterans Day yesterday. We covered it here for you on the program, and as always, you can never find something. There it is. Yeah, Veterans Day originated as Armistice Day on this day, 1918. It's weird how both of my Today in Histories are not highlighting that. That is odd. Its purpose to commemorate the end of World War I combat. And then the holiday was first proclaimed by President Wilson in 1919, and in 1926, Congress passed a resolution recognizing the annual observance on November 11th. It became a federal holiday in 1938, dedicated to the cause of world peace and originally to honor World War I veterans. All right, today our devotion from Larry Crabb's God's Love Letters to You, a 40-day devotional experience. We're trucking through day 28 out of 40, 2 Corinthians. My truth reveals your profound need. 2 Corinthians 6, 4, and 10 says, but in all things we commend ourselves as ministers of God, sorrowful, yet always rejoicing. What might God have for us in the wonderful book of 2 Corinthians? Some of the foundational verses I think on and have my hope in, my faith and hope in, is 2 Corinthians 4, 16 through 18. But Larry imagines he might, the Lord might communicate to us from 2 Corinthians, my spirit is telling my story to your psychological culture, a culture that actually believes woundedness. How others treat you is a more serious problem than selfishness, how you treat others. Understand this, no one who fails to see selfishness as his absolutely worst problem, no one who continues to believe that feelings of emptiness and pain and loneliness deserve priority attention from a grandfather-like God who simply wants all his little ones to feel good, will ever know the kind of hope that energized and sustained Paul through all his disappointments and discouragement. Paul was wonderfully encouraged when the Corinthians responded well to his earlier instructions and rebukes, but his unwavering hope remained in me. Live for your relational comfort and your joy will be shallow and temporary. It will not free you to love. Live to know the truth of my story of forgiving love and you will be deeply unsettled by how profoundly you need forgiveness. You will discover slowly but surely the power of my ongoing forgiveness and presence to change you into a person who loves. It makes sense, right? We're made by a relational, a triune relational God of love who has created us for love and relationship as well. Taking a moment to pray, Father, forgive us for how we feel justified in our responses to the failures of others. We desire to be forgiven and to forgive others. Give us the courage to look not at others, but at ourselves, at our defensiveness and rationalizations that feel justified. We want you to change us into people who love others at any cost to ourselves, like Jesus. In his name we pray, amen. Yes, some more of those Veterans Day shout-outs and salutes at 396-1670.
Hi, this is Vicki, and I wanted to thank my brothers Chuck and Paul and my nephew Kevin for their service for this country. Thank you to all veterans.
Fantastic. All right, well, Mark and Vicki actually married, so that husband and wife team in Eau Claire, I salute you for saluting the veterans. Our first two this morning, but not our only ones on the listener line at 396-1670.
Yes, this is Randy Vandaloo from Stanley. I would like to honor my brothers, Gary, Larry, and Kevin, who all served in the U.S. Navy. Gary and Larry during Vietnam. Gary was in combat. And I'd like to honor my father, Francis Vandaloo, who was in World War II. And, wishing all the veterans a good day today.
Absolutely.
Have a good one.
Thank you so much, Randy. Randy, Vicki, Mark, thanks so much. We'd love to share your Veterans Day salute. Boy, I'm stirred and by hearing you recognize and remember my dad, who served in the Air Force, my uncles Gene and Albert, who were Marines, and for all of you who served, thank you for your service. My friend Ed, who was a Marine and also served in Vietnam. Well, Veterans Day today, we talked about the history of this yesterday, started as Armistice Day, and then in 1954, becoming Veterans Day, remembering and recognizing all who served. So
we're welcoming again your salutes to veterans in your life, 715-396-1670.
And again, we'd love to hear from you.
This is Tony with Vets Fighting for Vets. I just want to wish all the veterans out there, past and present, a happy Veterans Day. Thank you for your service. And just remember, you're never alone. You always got God's grace, and we're always here for you. Thank you.
And Tony's no stranger to us, Caleb. We've worked with him, partnered with him before.
Absolutely. And again, Vets Fighting for Vets is a wonderful organization. Local does a lot of different things for vets. And again, their primary mission, combating veteran suicide. It talks about the ruck for the 22, lives taken by their own hand each day for our combat veterans, and just a horrible statistic, and trying to do everything they can to change that.
Hi, this is Mark Knutson, and I want to wish my brothers and thank my brothers, Philip and Ron, for their service in the Air Force. Thank you, veterans.
Thank you, Mark. Mark in Eau Claire.
I want to shout out this Veterans Day to my husband, who served in the Navy in the late 50s and is now with Jesus. Also, three of our grandsons, Jake, Noah, and Logan. Thanks to my family and to all who have stepped up to the plate to defend our freedoms. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Phyllis and Eau Claire. Appreciate that.
Good morning. This is Linda from Chippewa. And I just want to thank all the veterans everywhere that have, served for our country, those that are still in service, and those that have gone on before us. And I just want to say a special thank you to my son, to Lucas Arnold, who served in the Air Force for over 4 years, and he has really inspired me in so many situations. I just have a hope for all of our veterans everywhere, and I just want to say this verse from John, which was from John 15:13. Greater love has no one for those who lay down their lives for their other friends. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Tuesday trivia here on the WIB Wake Up Show, WWIB, we are family. Great to have you with us, Caleb and Halvo, and your chance to win. How about going to the movies on our dime? Two tickets to see a movie of your choice at Micon Cinemas in Eau Claire or Chippewa Falls. Of course, multiple locations. See the current showtimes at MyConCinemas.com. We want to send you to the movies if you can answer this at 715-723-2555, 723-2555. 14% of us do this. What is it? That's all you get to start. 14% of us do what? Guess away, friends. 715-723-2555. 14% of us do this. What could it be?
So it's a double-digit percentage, but it's not a majority.
It's not a majority in any case. 715-723-2555. 14% of us. 14% of us do this. Do what? 715-723-2555. For a chance to see a movie of your choice with a guest at Micon Cinemas in Eau Claire or Chippewa Falls.
Boy, there's good times of the year. It's always good to win free movies at Micon, but I mean, heading into the holidays, this is like the peak time.
Yeah, great films coming out, and of course, climate controlled, those recliner seats. I love those at the theater. Yeah, can't beat movie theater popcorn.
Yeah.
715-723-2555. No penalty for wrong guesses, so call on in. 14% of us do this. 14% of us do what?
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm Maddie, and I'm from Pepin.
Hi, Maddie from Pepin.
We're not going to buzz her.
I think it's... We're left handed.
Oh, good one. Yeah, good guess, because not the majority, but certainly a lot of people... That's not it, Maddie, but thanks so much for your call.
Thank you. 14% of us do this. 14% of us do what? Call on in. Be like Maddie. Be the first one through and give us a guess for your chance to win two tickets to see a movie at Micon Cinemas.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Courtney from Rice Lake.
Hi, Courtney.
Is it floss?
Is it floss?
Another good
guess.
The
dance or the oral hygiene habit?
Yeah, right. Well, not floss your teeth. All right, thank you.
Not what we're looking for. Thank you, Courtney. Call us back. 14% of us do this.
723-2555. We'll take you right on the air here on this Tuesday, Veterans Day. 14% of us do what?
Your chance to go to a movie with a guest at Micon Cinemas. 715-723-2555. 14% of us do this. Do what?
People a little stumped, mulling it over.
It's a little chilly this morning, I guess.
It is cold, yeah. I saw the temp in the upper 20s, but the wind chill was like in the teens. You know, so
I was feeling it while I was out this morning, that is for sure.
We have stalled long enough, so we've got another caller. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Caitlin from Eau Claire.
Hi, Caitlin.
I'm
going to
guess Make Your Bed in the Morning.
Oh, yeah, Make Your Bed. So that would be a
that means 86% of us don't do that, which... Maybe.
Could that be it? Sorry, Caitlin.
Thank you, Caitlin. Call us back.
Hopefully it is higher. So, all right, we'll take three more. All right, three more here at WWIB. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, guys, it's Crystal from Jump River.
Hi, Crystal.
How about bringing our own snacks to the movie?
Oh, yeah. Movie prize. So could it be bringing your own snacks to the movies, which the movie people would like you not to do? It's not it. Thanks.
Good guess, Crystal. Thank you.
All right, the movie people. Yes, our friends, the Olsons. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Juliana. I'm from Prentice.
Hi, Juliana. What's your guess?
Sleep on your stomach.
Sleep on your stomach.
Okay.
Yeah, yep. Maybe not. I'm trying to think. Do I do that more often than not? Probably.
I know I'm a side sleeper. That's not it.
Good to hear from Prentice, though. 14% of us do this. Do what? Two tickets to the movies.
Have we had any guy callers?
I don't know if we have.
I think we've had all ladies today. All right, guys, you can still call. One more call, guys or gals, 723-2555. The last caller before we pass it on to after 8:15. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Barb from Chippewa Falls.
All right, the guys are shut out. All right, what's your guess, Barb? You going to win it here?
I think it's hunting.
Hunting. Oh, yeah, that's...
Oh, sure. Okay, 14% of us go hunting.
A lot of us do, and that's not what we're looking for. Thanks.
Thank you for the call. We'll try again. Try to give somebody tickets to Micon Cinemas coming up after 8:15. Tuesday trivia try number two here on the WIB Wake Up Show. Your chance to go to the movies with a guest. Two Micon Cinemas movie passes for a movie of your choice. If you can answer this correctly at 715-723-2555. 14% of us do this. 14% of us do what? 715-723-2555. Guess away.
We had some good guesses last hour.
We did. 14% of us do what? 715-723-2555. It's not left being left-handed. It's not flossing. It's not making your bed in the morning. It's not bringing your own snacks to the movies, sleeping on your stomach, or hunting. 14% of us do this. Do what? 715-723-2555.
To the phones we go. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Holly calling from Eau Claire.
Hi, Holly. What's your guess?
Is it using cash?
Using cash. 14% of us do that. Use cash. Boy, that would be a low number.
Dave Ramsey wants that number higher.
It's getting down there. My kids talk about Venmo a lot. That's not it. Thanks.
715-723-2555.
Yeah, 723-2555. Let's keep it going. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Angie from Thorpe.
Hey, Angie. Good to hear from you.
Yeah, I think could it be drive a stick shift?
That's another great guess.
14% of us able to drive stick.
The friend I went with to the Badger game was driving a stick the other day. That's not it. Thanks.
715-723-2555 for a chance to win two movie tickets to see a movie of your choice at Micon Cinemas.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Janet. I'm calling from Ladysmith.
Yes. What's your guess?
I wonder if it's text and drive.
Text and drive. Yeah, big no-no. But yeah, could 14% of us be doing that? And sorry, that's not it.
Good to hear from Russ County. Thank you for the call. 715-723-2555.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Jim from Ernie.
Jim, I believe you are our first guy caller today. So, all right, terrific. Good to hear from you. What's your guess?
How about stick to their New Year's resolution?
Yeah, 14% stick to their New Year's resolution. Good try. That's good. Good thinking.
Yes.
Certainly would be down there. People well-intentioned and then carrying out another thing, as we've talked about with Caleb and the Olivia diet. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Bill from Chippewa.
All right. Guy's in a hot streak. What's your guess, Bill?
Chewing your fingernails.
Ooh, yeah. 14% of us do this. Chewing your fingernails. Maybe you start as a kid and you keep at it. That's not it.
14% of us do this. Do what? 14% of us. 715-723-2555 for Tuesday Trivia here on the WIB Wake Up Show.
We'll take three more guesses. Otherwise, we'll push it off to after 8:45. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Desmond from Altoona.
Good to hear from you, Desmond. What do you think?
I think maybe play piano.
Okay, sure.
14% of us play piano.
Able to play the piano.
That's a great guess, but Desmond, that's not it.
I was just playing the piano on Sunday, and apparently I haven't completely forgotten everything I learned. So
that is, hats off to you. Wow. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Holly from Phillips.
Holly, very good. It's that time of the year, Holly and Ivy, right? So, okay, what's your guess?
It is. Did anybody guess serving in the armed forces?
That's a fantastic guess on Veterans Day. No, nobody guessed that, I think, right, Caleb?
No one has guessed it.
But that's not it, Holly. Thank you.
Thank you, Holly, for the guess.
We are down to one last guess this morning before 8:45. Anybody willing to take it? Anybody willing to make it? At 723-2555.
14% of us do this. 14% of us do what? 715-723-2555 for a chance to win two tickets to the movies at Micon.
All right, one last try. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Jim from Ernie again.
All right, Jim, last try. What do you think?
How about go on a diet before the holidays?
Yeah.
Going on a diet before the holidays. That's a good choice to do that now. Don't kick it down the road.
We're going to have Caleb share more about Livia coming up in just a bit, but that's not it. So,
good guess.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you, everybody.
Tuesday Trivia, we give it another try here on the WIB Wake Up Show with Caleb and Havel. Your chance to win two tickets to see a movie of your choice at Micon Cinemas in Eau Claire or Chippewa Falls. The number to dial is 715-723-2555. The question we've been working on is this. 14% of us do this. 14% of us do what? 715-723-2555 for your chance to guess.
They're already calling, so let's go there. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Susan from Cadet.
Hi, Susan. What do you think?
Is it brush your teeth at work?
Is it brush your teeth at work? That's oddly specific. What makes you say that, Susan?
Because I've seen people at work do it, and I just thought it was strange. But
yeah, yeah.
Have I ever brushed my teeth at work? I don't know if I have. 14% of us. Sorry, back to your guess. 14% of us have brushed our teeth at work.
Could that
is
be
that it?
It,
Susan? It is.
You're going to the movies, Susan. Caleb.
Wow, that does not happen very often. Yes, 14% of us brush our teeth at work. Susan from Cadott, we're going to send you to Mike on Cinemas.
That is awesome. Thank you so much.
Susan, fantastic.
Do you do that? Have you done it? Brushed your teeth at work?
Not on a regular basis.
Yeah, just occasionally.
There you go, from time to time. Well, hang
when
on the
I
line
braces,
for us.
When I had braces, I did.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Got to keep them clean.
Yeah. Well, thanks so much, Susan. Hold the line. We'll work out the details with you. Yeah, 14% of people brush their teeth. We had it all prepared to expand it out and give you a clue at 7:45 about it was at work, but we didn't need to.
Susan solved it.
She did.